Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone. This is Pat from the Avon Monday Night Avon Motivational Radio Show, and I'd like to welcome each and every one of you to our weekly show. And if you have not done so already, I'm going to invite you to like our Facebook page, which is the Avon Motivational Radio Show, and to please share this information with people in your downline, your upline, and you can even invite your customers, because some days we have Gillen, who's on the show now, who talks about our skincare products. So this show is actually for everyone, but particular Avon representative who want to take their Avon business to the next level. So if you have been listening to the show, you know that our second Monday of the week, of the month, we talk about, the round table discussion. So we have Ellen Edwards and Gillen Clark on the show. Hello, ladies. How you doing?
Hi. How are you?
Good, good. Can't complain. I was a little tardy getting on because I got so wrapped up and so emotional. I couldn't even dial the number for the show because, you know, I hate to get political, but finally, Anderson Cooper finally mentioned the Central Park joggers, which for some reason I can't understand why this was not brought out during the election period, but there's no neither here nor there, and I posted on Facebook. Anyway, so today we're going to talk about the new year and what we as individuals or what we're going to do in this new year to help grow and move our own Avon business forward. So I guess I'll start. One of the things I put in place, because last year, you know, I think every year, when we've been Avon reps, all of us, Ellen and Gil, and we've been Avon reps 8 years. This is our eighth year. We've entered our eighth year. And when you're in any business for that long a period of time, sometimes you need a year of adjustment. And I think for myself, 2017 was my year of adjustment. And so with that being said, you know, I had to get on the fast track for 2018. So one of the things that I started doing after I came back from my vacation was to I made call sheets, one for my customers, and one for my my downline. And let me just go back a little bit. The list that I made for my customers, not really a call list, but it's actually more of a distribution list for my brochures. And so what I've been doing, I have been calling or calling upon or meeting with my customers, and I've been handing them the brochures, or I'm collecting people's addresses, and I'm telling them that I'm updating my Avon, and I need their address. So I'm getting people, coworkers, friends, customers, I'm getting everybody's address and entering them in my database so that once a month, I'm just taking my customer list and I'm dividing it into fours, and I'm going to send each week a group of customers brochures so that by the end of the month, every one of my customers would have a copy of the brochures, and then I will start the rotation again the next month, and I will continue doing that for the whole year. And the other thing with my reps call this, I'm going to call all of my reps in the same manner. I'm going to divide all my downline into 4 weeks, and each week on Monday, I'm going to call those reps and have a conversation with them to see how they're doing, basically, and to see if they need any help and to make suggestions. So those are the two main things that I'm going to do this year. I'm also, one of the things I'm going to look into is trying to find a very popular barber shop in my area, one that's very nice and somewhat upscale, so that I can go there during the holiday periods to promote the Avon, like Mother's Day and Christmas, right around the Christmas holidays, like the night before Christmas or whatever. So those are the things that I'm going to do. Ellen or Gilly, would you like to share what you're going to do new and different for the year 2018?
Okay, well, I'll go. One thing I've been trying to focus on more is maximizing my time. So developing, a goal sheet and testing everything that you're doing for its importance and urgency and create a schedule for myself. And I realized that if you just do 1 hour a day and use that more productively, that over a period of a year, you've had 6 extra weeks of productive time. So we had at one time using that planning sheet that Donna Reed Mitchell used and figuring out which activities actually were productive. Money is concerned.
Wait, Ellen, not to cut you off, but Gail, I think you have background noise. So if you could put your phone on mute until it's time for you to speak, that would be great. Because I'm assuming that's Gailen, right?
Hi. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Thanks.
So anyway,
okay, I'm sorry.
No problem. It's a planning sheet, and so different activities have different weights. And so depending on how you're running your business and how much time you're devoting to it, you need to break it up into the activities that are going to bring you the better results. And so that's been focused on and incorporating that into my everyday schedule as opposed to making time, just put everything into what I'm already doing and maximizing those activities. So I have a few locations down here. I have another business, which is fashion and apparel. So those customers that may not already be Avon customers, I'm going to make sure that when they purchase something from me that they get a book, a sample of something inside of the bag of merchandise that buy from me. So that's one additional thing I'm going to do that I was not doing last year.
Okay. Excellent. Gilly? Yeah, wait till she comes off of mute. Gilly, are you there? Yeah, I'm assuming that is Gilly. Maybe that wasn't. Let me go back and look at the.
Thought she was putting herself on mute and got off the call. She'll probably call back in a few minutes.
No, I think I put the wrong person on. So I don't want to disconnect you. Ellie, what's your area code?
I'm calling from 919.
Okay, so I put the wrong person on. And that's why we were hearing the noise in the background. So, Gailen, are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Yes. Oh, I just hung from my up. Okay.
Oh, God. No worries.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Gailen.
I love these ideas. I actually wrote them down. So the brochure idea, sending brochures out, Pat, I wrote that down. I love it. Ellen, the distractions, not having the distractions, being focused and taking time and managing time, I've written that down also. I've done two new things this year. This year I started in January with my expenses. I have my Excel sheet, which I always start and I never go back to, that shows my expenses. So I want to start investing in my business because, as we know, this is an investment. So I'm scheduling out how I'm investing in my business so that at least I can see a rate of return per quarter. So I have my Excel sheet with my expenses for my brochure, my gas. I'm going to add in, because I was thinking about doing brochures because I think I'd have a further reach, I've going to add that in also. And I consider Avon, because they do say you should have multiple streams of income. And with Avon, my multiple streams of income, I recognize, which is to sell online, have my personal sales, and team sales. So those are the three that I'm going to concentrate on and to spend time to develop. So that's
okay.
My biggest thing that I'm going to be doing.
So when you say sell online, you're going to, because I know you and myself and Ellen was on that fabulous webinar on the social selling. That was last week. Is that what you're talking about, doing more of that on Facebook?
I want to do more of that, but also it's like talking to more people online in a set period of time, and then inboxing them, asking them questions. You know, the social selling, I think, is great. I think it should have been done such a long time ago, but I'm thankful and grateful that Avon is investing in us to do that. And as we know, the three of us, that was something that that was very much needed. So,
exactly.
You know, it's the way you go about it. I'm finding that there's a lot of people that are not going about it the right way, but then they're not going to get likes, and they're not going to, you know, it's called engaging. And if they follow through with what social selling and what this marketing company is telling us, they do very well with selling. We need to follow through and just not be posting out there and telling people, oh, buy from me, or, you know, you've got to make it engaging. You've got to make it where people want to see what you're saying, because I'm telling you right now, from everything I've read, direct sales, network marketing is like the next big thing for the 21st century, because people are not – The jobs in the corporations are going down. They don't have them anymore. They're losing their jobs. They don't know where to go. People are retiring and not knowing what to do with their time. Their people are retiring. They really can't retire. So people need extra ways of making money. They need multiple streams of income. And direct sales is a very good one to do, you know, if you have the right mindset to do it.
I agree with you 100%. Gillian and Ellen and I always talk about this, about, you know, direct selling and multiple streams of income. And I look at some people who are in our age group or a little older, and they have to stick up. They walk around in fear because they know that retirement age is coming. Fortunately, our upbringing, you know, our training, you know, going through elementary school and high school and whatever, you know, it didn't prepare us properly for the future, because to our teacher's credit, they didn't know what the future was going to be. So we were taught that you had to go and go to school and get this job and blah, blah, blah. And this is how you had to do work and this and that and the other. They had no idea that there was going to be this thing come out that's going to call the internet, and that many of the jobs that we were going to inspire or jobs that we were going to use or partner with in our adult lives would no longer be here, and that they would be obsolete. And one of them is buying online and engaging, like Gillian said, engaging online. And I just feel so sorry for those individuals who are in their 50s, 60s, 70s that are just totally lost. And so we can't, as Avon representatives, we fall in that category. We can't be casualties of the millennium. We just can't, and so we have to really focus and get Ada sent out a wonderful video and WhatsApp, and it was called the gist was, don't put blame on who the fault is, do something about it. And so we know that we're in this millennial age, and that the internet is now ruling everything. You know, we can't sit back and say, woe is me. We have to get online. We have to go on YouTube, and we have to teach ourselves how to promote our business online. Avon's doing a fabulous job on with that social media thing. If you have not signed up on Facebook with that social media training that they're having every month, no, shame on you. Shame on you. You've got to be proactive. Would your girls agree?
100%. And, Pat, I want to say one other thing, because it just came to mind when I heard something that you said. For whatever reason, the millennials are not, they don't have an issue about going online. It's our age group and older. They're afraid of that they're going to get spammed. They're afraid that, no, I can't put my credit card out there. So what I did recently, my company, middle market, like not huge corporations, but smaller ones too, are definitely, especially in New York State, that's the only thing I know of, have to go through now these security things with their website to make sure if you're collecting information on people that you're secure. So what they've done is they've even opened that up for our company, and then they send out, if you have friends and family or seniors or people that don't know the internet, we're going to send you some training stuff that takes like, you know, 10-minute little vignettes that they can look at or they can interact with that will at least open them up to understand how to be secure on the internet. And I think that I sent that to two clients of mine, the two customers who are like, they don't want to do the internet. And I'm not trying to tell them they have to, but eventually they have to.
They have
because
to.
That's the only way it's going to work. And it's so hard to change people who don't want to change, but eventually this is the way it's going to be.
You know, I remember Ellen?
No, I was going to say that is so true, and I'm finding that as well, especially when people are a little bit older and they're very stuck in their ways and not willing to go online. And some of them don't even, Pat, you had made a comment a few minutes ago about going on YouTube and looking at stuff and learning. There are a lot of people, they don't even have an email address. They don't even know how to get on. And I was telling my husband the other day that, you know, a lot of these towns have, for seniors in particular, they have free programs that you can go and sign up for, and it'll show you around a computer and familiarize you with it. But that being said, you know, why beat a dead horse? Sometimes what happens, stuck in a group where perhaps maybe your clientele is older. You might have to start looking for a younger clientele that's more savvy online, that's willing to go on. And then also, one of the other things we talk about increasing your business opportunities is with your existing clients, you know, look at what you're selling to them. Look at what maybe there's a gap. People tend to buy the same things generally over and over again. And so, you know, if you notice that they're buying mostly makeup, then why aren't they buying skincare from you? It could be a lot of different reasons. These are just questions you can ask yourself. You know, if they're buying mostly perfume, why aren't they buying some of the other items? So increasing business within your existing customer base is very, very important. And that goes back to engagement, like Gilan was saying, and also being online, creating groups, engaging with people, and not so much, you know, buy this from me because I'm the best rep out there, but really engaging with them so they get comfortable enough to want to buy from you.
And, you know, and thank you for that Ellen, because you brought up very good point. And I have to say, you know, sometimes it's just as simple as, you know, asking the question. Maybe they just don't know it enough, and I remember when you first joined MLM, and they said, yep, no means yes. And maybe the question is they don't know how. So, you know, maybe in the beginning you may have to spend a couple of minutes with your customers, your older customers, to show them how to go through the steps of placing an order online, and ask them, do they have someone young in their house, like a niece or a daughter or a grandchild? You could teach them both. So when they get stuck, that niece or that grandchild can help them along the way in the ordering process. And when they tell you that they don't want to go on the internet because they, you know, they're afraid that this credit card is going to be hacked or taken away from them, tell them, ask them, do they watch CNN? And if they say yes, and he says, the president of this United States who has millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars is always on the internet. So, and I'm sure he has a little bit more money than you. It amazes me.
I like that one. I wrote that one down.
So, and for those people who are going through a slow period in their age, it really is okay. You know, sometimes you people think that when they go through a slow period, that's when they think they're failing. But everybody in every business, I don't care what business it is, there's always a slow period because you know you have to recharge your energy. You know, a battery doesn't run forever. So, you know, like I said before, for me, last year was my slow period. And so, but now I'm recharged and my battery's recharged and I'm going to come out with full force. And that's, you know, so if anybody's had a bad year or a rough year, we all do. Pick yourself up and you move forward. Like all of us have done, you make goals, you make plans. And they say, if you don't plan, then you plan to fail. It's just that simple.
Well,
anybody want to add anything?
Yeah, I was just going to say it's easier to complain and then not do anything because, you know, this takes work. I think people think that they're going to all of a sudden just start making money, but it doesn't work that way. Very rarely does it work that way. So you have to have a strategy and plan, and you have to have an attitude that I can make this happen. And if I don't already have the attitude, then I need to develop it because your attitude is controllable. So one of the things you have to do is conquer the fear and change your belief that limits your success. And, you know, one of the habits that you do have control over is your commitment, your enthusiasm, your persistence, you know, your confidence. And those are the things that are going to drive and attract people to you. And I know a lot of times, a perfect example is at the flea market that I am, I took over space of somebody who had been there. So she was leaving, and I said, well, why don't you send out an email to your customers? And she says, I don't have one. And I said, well, why? She said, that's because people don't really want to give out their email address. And I said, well, that's interesting because I'm at the same market but in a different location, and I have over 500 people on my list in the time that I've been here.
Wow.
Because I ask everybody, if you don't ask, you're not going to get. That's with anything. Ask for an email address. And again, it's the way you ask. I ask with confidence. When you ask for things tentatively, generally you don't get it. So I just go on the assumption they're going to give it to me, and 90% of the time they do. So I think that one of the main things is to really look at what your attitude is toward the business and decide whether or not this is something that you really want to do, because not everyone who's doing it really wants to do it. So if you decide that you really want to do it, then you just need to put the things in place to make it successful. If you decide you don't, then maybe you should look at doing something else. I think that life is too short, something that you don't want to do.
Amen to that. Amen to that. Yeah. And I'm going to add to what Ellen said. Mindset is everything. You know, one thing I have to say about millennials, they'll do anything. They'll get up, they'll try anything, they'll try it, they'll work for it. They don't mind. They may not stick with it a long time, but that's okay. They are still out there doing things. A lot of people our age are like, well, I'm almost retired. I don't want to do anything extra. I just want to take it easy. And like Ellen just said, there she is at a flea market, and here she gets 500 names, and this woman says, I don't get any names. Well, if you don't believe you can get any names, well, that's half the battle. You won't get any. If you don't have the belief in yourself that you can do it, then find the belief. Find a coach. Come out on calls like this. Have people that pour into you that are positive, that are going to get you to get to whatever your goal is. And that's it. Rule out all the negative people, all the people that are not in your corner. Let them go. Let them go. Let them go in God. Let them go. Found you that are going to be positive, that are going to bring you up. And not don't be afraid to ask questions. And 100% agree with Ellen. If you're like, I don't know, and, you know, you have to have some sort of a presence when you're talking to people. I'll tell you something. I remember somebody could tell me, can you talk to anybody? I said, I can give five names and numbers in the next 10 minutes. And I'll walk into a store, and I'll say, hi, my name is Gia. I'll start talking, and I'll say, listen, I'm in a business. I don't even tell them the name. I said, and we're looking for more people. I said, I think you might be great for this. I see how you're working. Can I have your name? I put my head down. I take the name. I said, can I have your number? And I take the number down, or I have it put my recorder on. And 99% of the time, they give it to me. And they don't even know the name of the company or what it's about. They may even ask me, what's it about? I said, well, I can send you some information on that. And I'm telling you, I can walk out of there with five. It's how you present yourself. You have to have your belief in yourself that you're going to do it and you're going to make it happen. And you can. You can. And then follow up. Because I'll tell you, that word follow up is key to everything, too.
For sure.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. So, you know, I remember Ellen, I can't remember, Ellen may have to help me out with this. But it has to do with, if you keep saying something, then it manifests to be true. So if you keep saying I can't do, then just what's gonna happen? You can't do it. How do we say that, Ellen? You remember?
It's a self-fulfilling prophecy. So whatever you believe, what you're gonna focus on, and what you focus on is what you're gonna attract to you. So you know, people, they don't really understand that concept. And I, you know, I even for myself, when I'm talking, and if I say I eliminate the word try out of, and I catch myself, if I catch myself saying that, I correct myself. I don't let the word, you know, I just got a blank, but basically the words that come out of your mouth, it's what's going to create your future and your destiny. So I don't even have limiting words come out of my mouth. And if I do, I stop myself and correct myself. I'm always doing. I'm not trying to do. I'm doing. And so I think that once you change your mindset, then your actions start to follow your mindset. And it takes some time. It's not something that's going to happen overnight. And unfortunately, we're in this fast food society where we think everything's going to happen overnight. Well, you know, we didn't start doing Avon and start making money immediately. We've been doing this for 8 years. We made a commitment to do it. Anything that you want to do, you're going to have to take the time and put the time in. And and unfortunately, a lot of people don't want to put the time in. So you have to decide.
Yeah.
You have to make a conscious decision.
So true. It's so, so true. Thank you so much for that, Ellen. Yeah. So, you know, be mindful of your conversation. And, you know, and then people listen to you also. You know, instead of also that you're putting it out in the universe, but people listen to what you're saying. So, you know, always have a positive look. Not only with Avon, with everything you do in life, you know.
Well, I always say that we are spiritual beings having this human experience, and we only can do it once, as far as I know. Mm. I don't know for sure. I know you can do it once. Make the best of it.
Absolutely.
Oh, absolutely. I know what I was thinking of. The power of life and death is in the tongue. So you can speak death over things. You can speak life over things. And that's in the Bible. And you know what's interesting? I'm on this group, and a lady had sold something. Somebody bought it from her for like $200. And she said she wasn't even looking to sell it. So people were weighing in. And then she said, asked her, sell it. So I actually went on online, and I pulled up a Bible verse, and it's called the, and it was in Proverbs, voice, I think it was verse 31. It was Proverbs 31 and 10, something like that. And one, and I have to look it up, but basically it was saying that the woman felt that her merchandise was profitable. So, you know, there's a lot of stories in the Bible that even tells you that, you know, the work of your hands and not being idle and all these things, it's words to live by. So not everyone I know is a Christian or even spiritually or religious or whatever, however you want to put it. But, you know, for those of you who are, that's something that you should think about, too, because it, we don't operate in a vacuum.
That's exactly right. And I tell you, you know, if you know, if you or you or anybody you know that's going to retire, you know, this Avon business is perfect for them because the one, and I've had conversations with some people this, even this week on this topic. You know, if you're about ready to retire, you can't just sit home. It's just not healthy.
Yeah.
To just sit home. I think the I don't even know what the statistics is, but you know, if the statistics are pretty high for those people just retire, just sit home. You know,
yeah.
Those people who have just passed away. So you know, you
that's
really,
true.
You know, you really, should, you really. I mean, just for just because you need social skills. That's what jobs. Unfortunately, that's what jobs bring to the table: social skills. And you need interaction with people, and you just have to have that. And you know, I can't express how important the social aspect of your life is important to your life. So if you know someone who's retired, you know, offer them to do Avon. They don't have to do it like, you know, like gangbusters, but at least it gives them something to be social and get out of the house or something to do. Something to strive. I think it's 9 o'clock. Huh? Go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
Who was saying something?
Mm-hmm. I wasn't saying anything.
Oh, okay. So with that, before we end the show, I want to say happy birthday to Ellen. Today's Ellen's birthday, so everybody
happy birthday, Ellen.
Yeah. And I want to thank those people who come on to the radio show, because you know I no longer send out the email blast, the text message, I should say blast, but I do put it on Facebook, and I appreciate all of you. And again, please share this information with your friends and family. And next week, which is the 19th of February, is a holiday, so we won't have a show that day. However, this was our order taking week, so I hope you put your orders in. It's not too late to do that. And Wednesday is Valentine's Day, so happy Valentine's to all of those. And also, you have 2 days to for those people who haven't bought a gift to get those gifts in their hands so they can give it to their loved ones. And with that, everyone, good night. Good night, Ellen. Good night, Ellen. Happy birthday, Ellen. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you. Good night.
Good night.
Good night. Good night.